This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And a check-in this morning with Christopher Hutton, one of the organizers involved with the Roseburg Dream Center. Christopher, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning. Thank you.
Haven't talked to you in a while, and I know that it's been a year of transition for the Dream Center, so we wanted to give folks kind of an overall update. First off, talk about your move.
Yes, this summertime, with all the COVID issues that people are having, the building that we were currently renting from moved to a homeschool co-op, and so we had to find a new location. So we had about a 30-day window to scramble, and we found a location out on Diamond Lake Boulevard, 2555 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard next to Abby's.
And that, of course, is a building that's been used for a lot of things. It probably is a plus-minus situation having this new facility.
Yes. Yeah, it was previously used by the UCC workforce. And, it's the great thing about this location is it's all on one floor. It's ADA approved, so people can come into the building and go into a central spot where we have our food pantry, our clothing, the different ministries that meet here in the middle on the same floor. It's been a great location. We got a huge parking lot. We got like 75 parking spaces on the building. The only downside on it has been that it's about four times the expense, on a monthly expense for us.
So talk about some of the services that the Dream Center is providing, and given COVID-19, maybe some transitions you've had to make.
Sure. Well, one of the things we've had to do is, of course, limitations on how many people we can come in the building. So we have to have some restrictions on that. But we have a food pantry that's available on Mondays and Wednesdays for people to come in once a month and get a food box. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have a clothing ministry where people come in once a month and get articles of clothing free of charge. Then what's not available right now is our drop-in center, because we just can't have that many people in the building, so we had to kind of drop that off for the moment. And also the warming center is closed at this point due to the COVID limitations and some of the city application process that's restricted us from being able to open.
And while you were in the midst of doing the move and getting into the new building, some of the city rules changed. So that means some work for you for probably some of the things you want to do in the future.
Absolutely. One of the big things was that the warming centers weren't currently in the terminology for the zoning laws of Roseburg, and they were allowing them to be in the churches. And since we had to move out of a church into a commercial environment, the warming centers were not allowed because they had to be changed from a commercial location to a residential property and have sprinkler systems put in place. So the city went to work on actually creating an official zoning restrictions or zoning regulations to allow warming centers to be put in place, which will also open up the door for other entities and other locations to open their doors for a warming center. The problem for us this year was it was late in season for the application process to come out. The second part of that was the formal process, the formal policies and everything that you have to create in order to satisfy their requirements is going to take us a long time to generate. And there's no way we're going to be able to have it done this winter.
So how do you then help those that are living outdoors, et cetera, during the winter?
Yes, what we've done this year is we've gone to, kind of more of a taking the warming center to them in a sense, where, the people that are living on the streets right now, it's actually safer in many ways as far as for COVID reasons, for them to be out in the, out in the outdoors. So the best thing we can do right now is to help them keep as dry as possible, as warm as possible, and healthy as possible if we can. So what we're doing is, during the severe winter, severe weather events, we are trying to have sleeping bags, tents, tarps, coats, things on hand that are cold weather survival, essentials, so that we can help them stay, shelter in place where they are.
So if people want to help, then donating any of those things would probably be useful right now.
Absolutely. We're looking for sub-freezing sleeping bags, tents, brown or green tarps, gloves, winter hats, and coats to be dropped off or donated to us so that we can have those on hand to be able to take out. The other thing, too, is any kind of, if they wanted to, help us with the donated the monetary supplies so that we can purchase those at the last moment if we need to, we need help with that as well.
And, this morning, here we are right at the freezing mark. It's perfect illustration. The last couple of days have kind of been like this. I was out early Sunday, and it was 32 degrees then. And it's, this the thought of being out involuntarily for hours and not having the proper supplies seems a bit daunting.
Yes. And unfortunately, stuff happens where, you may have a tent that is in good condition, and then it gets, something happens to it, and now it's destroyed. You can't close your zipper anymore. What do you do when you're stuck and you don't have any resources? So that's why we're trying to, have some supplies on hand to help on a case-by-case basis. We're not just going to go out and just hand them out, without any knowledge what's going on.
Talk about what your organization and some of your volunteers did for Christmas.
Yes, this year because normally during the Warming Center, we have a special Christmas dinner that's open, whether or not it's cold, on Christmas Eve. And this year we were unable to do that. So instead, we decided to go out to the campsites themselves and bring out 100 meals, which was kind of a crazy idea. It wasn't, we really weren't going to do it until, someone kind of talked me into it last Friday. And or the Friday before Christmas, and I kind of put the word out on Facebook to ask people, this is a crazy idea. There's no time really to do this. The only way this is going to happen is if the community comes together to help us out. If they think that this is a good idea, and we were definitely surprised. We were actually. It was just great to see the response from the community. Not only did we have enough food to prepare the meal, to have for the 100 meals that were going out, but we also got people donated money for us to go out and buy the supplies. And with that, there's actually some left over that we're going to be able to take those funds and purchase some additional supplies to have on hand to help people when they need it.
So if people want to find out more, talk about what the Dream Center has in terms of website, social media, things like that.
Sure. The RosebergDreamCenter.org is our website address. So it's RosebergDreamCenter.org. And on that site, there is a donation button on there. You can click to donate for us to help with the rent and the funds and stuff. Also, we have on the Facebook, we have the Roseburg Dream Center Facebook page. We have the Roseburg Dream Center Warming Center page. And we have the Roseburg Dream Center Under the Bridge page to kind of help talk about those areas.
All right, Christopher Hatton from the Roseburg Dream Center. Anything else people ought to know?
Nope, I don't think I can give. We have a phone number, just 541-673-5918, 541-673-5918, so you can give us a call and we can answer more questions.
All right, Christopher Hatton, Roseburg Dream Center, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.